and welcome to the Rack Extra Total Bellows right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back. No, it can't be. It's the season finale of Total Bellows. How did we get here so fast?
No.
I don't want it to be over. But this isn't a total loss, because next week, Total Divas.
Right.
Yeah, buddy.
Which is the bright side. This is Bellomania.
This is Bellomania, and well, all the things are happening on this show.
All the things.
All the things are happening. So we're seeing beautiful shots of the coast, Orlando and Tampa. We're at 5 days out from WrestleMania, and we're cruising around with Nikki and JJ, and I'm assuming Nikki's makeup artist?
Maybe. Someone, something.
There's a stranger in the backseat. We've never seen him before. Nikki's jazzed up for WrestleMania. Like I said, we're 5 days out. Her friend, Joey, Nicole's friend, they had, you know, they're talking about the ramp and how it's the longest one ever, and they were coming up with entrance ideas, and Nikki's saying how she's going to miss it, and the roar of the crowd and everything. So indicating that this is, in fact, her last match. And now we're at Access in Media Row, and she's doing all her interviews and her podcasts. Hey, Mike Calta. Yay!
Who's that?
He's a host in Tampa.
Oh. Hey, Brian Fritz. I know him. He's old school wrestling radio.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. Between the Rope. That's way back in the day. The Wednesday.
So we're back in Phoenix at Bree and Brian's house.
Birdie could come early. She could come late. Bree's very nervous that Brian's going to miss the birth.
And he doesn't want to go, which is fair, but you gotta go for work. She doesn't want to be alone. She doesn't know what to do. She's very concerned.
And she's very pregnant.
She's very pregnant at this point. Poor thing. She's like laying on the guilt, man.
He's like, I will be there for the birth of your child.
She's like, I said hour. Hour.
We're talking about the internet betting. He's like, I should talk to John and put a ton of money down on it. Just, you know, so I can win. Nikki has like 300 people for her VIP signing, which is a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of people.
So she's like, you know, basically this is the last time I could see the Bella Army in a wrestling setting.
Until she comes back for Access just to do signings.
Yeah. So now she's hugging fans and having a good time and making, you know, signing things, and her mom's watching on. And they have the long lost Bella twin, and she made Nikki a sparkle hat.
Fans are for praising Nikki and how awesome she is and how much confidence they give her. She's very happy with, you know, meeting her fans and being an inspiration to them.
She doesn't think she's going to do a retirement speech. She just thinks she's going to go.
There was talk of her doing a retirement speech. Didn't happen.
Nope. She just kind of rode off into the sunset for the time being. Or sparkled off into the sunset, I guess.
We're a couple days before WrestleMania. There's Sasha and Alicia.
Miz and Maryse. Everybody's showing up for Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
There's Nia. Oh, there's Rusev and Lana.
There's hashtag handsome Rusev.
And Nikki meets up with John.
Meeting up with Natty. And that guy looks familiar. I don't know who that is in the background. That writer dude. I can't place it. Did he try to get a photo of someone?
Maybe.
That was Jimmy Jacobs. Anyway.
Oh, this was the year of the high-low.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much everybody wore like high-lows.
Whatever that means.
The dress Maryse has on is a high-low where it's short in the front and long in the back.
Okay. Girl stuff.
Girl stuff. There's Big Show behind, John and Nikki. They're all getting interviewed on Media Row. There's Foley, or no, that's Hacksaw Jim Duggan coming in behind them.
Putting over the match at WrestleMania.
It's so sweet. There's Dolph and Dana.
We now jump more time to day of WrestleMania.
And we're seeing them build the set and build the huge ramp, which I can't imagine. Aw, Brian's checking in on Brie, making sure she's okay, that she's not in pain. Basically, you didn't go into labor, right? Oh, Nana's with her. All right, cool. Grandma's there.
At least she has now we know who was there with her. Their grandmother.
At least she had somebody. Like, I would hate to think she was just, like, sitting at home alone, worrying about being pregnant with her entire family gone.
Right.
And now Nikki's showing the set off to Brie and the huge, very huge, long ramp. And we're seeing
everything that's to come later.
Everything that's to come later. All of Brie.
We're seeing Brie's mode?
Sure, we'll go with that.
I got nothing on that. I'm just trying to make a pun. I got nothing after that. So yeah, so we're gearing up for WrestleMania.
We're gearing up for WrestleMania. Nikki still seems like she's very much on the fence about retiring. I think she feels it's right, but she doesn't want to, obviously. That, you know, there's still more she can offer, more she can do.
Because she's not going out on her own terms. She's being told, your neck is screwed up, you're done.
But I mean, if you gotta go out,
I mean, she's gonna go out the way.
There are worse ways you can go out.
There are worse ways you can go out, yes. But I think in her mind, she felt like she had more to give. And she sees the girl she would want to work with, all the new girls coming in, and the opportunities that are there and that she never got, so.
But isn't that everybody at some point where it's like you retire and you see new things come along and that kind of thing? Like, that's there for everybody. But I get it, right now she's in the prime of her career and it's your neck is screwed up and you really shouldn't be doing this anymore. But she's going to do it one more time because, you know, when she found out it was like a week before Mania kind of thing. So, I mean, I can see both sides of it, but it's like at some point you have to acknowledge that, yeah, there are all these really great people to work with and there are all these really great things to do, but at what point do you need to walk away? Because honestly, that's kind of almost what Taker did. Let's be real. Let's be 100% real. Like, Taker kept going for years and years and years and years and years because he felt he had something to give. And to his credit, he did have something to give, but there at the end, it was...
A little much.
I think he hurt himself a little much. So, you know, at what point do you need to know when to walk away? And we're back from break. We're at day of WrestleMania. We're seeing all the fans. We're seeing the inside of the stadium with the epic level set, because that set was awesome.
There's Maria Menounos.
There's Natty.
Maria is just looking at the hand before, just in case something happens.
Nikki, she knows.
She knows.
She knows.
She knows. She wants to believe, like, she doesn't want to believe the hype, but she wants to believe the hype.
She's believing the hype.
Why does she have, what, two phones in her backside?
One might be Natty's. But they're looking at the set and exclaiming over the set because the set is awesome.
The set is massive.
Just to describe it for people that did not see WrestleMania this past year, they basically mimicked Universal Studios, where they had a giant globe with WrestleMania in 3D letters over it. They had a roller coaster. They had theme park rides. On the stage, they had, like, what, an 80-foot ramp that came from the top of the concourse of the stadium down to the field. They had a giant ring on the canopy over the actual ring. I mean, this set was huge. It was beautiful. It was all lit with LEDs, so it was like super colorful. This was the year that they debuted the video stage and video ramp, where they had the screens in both so they could do custom graphics in the stage and on the ramp. That's where that came from, and we're very grateful for it. Because we got some pretty out of that.
Very pretty.
And now John and Nikki are getting interviewed as we're seeing setup shots from WrestleMania, or just in general.
No, it's WrestleMania.
They're getting interviewed by the coach.
For Espen. He's talking about how this will go down as his most memorable WrestleMania moment. I wonder why.
Gee, I have no idea why. We're seeing everybody show up.
Family's there. The fans are there.
We hear Renee Young talking up the show of shows. You see the fans pouring in for WrestleMania. There's Sean and King and Booker and Renee talking all about the show. And by the way, if you've never gone to WrestleMania, you should totally go to WrestleMania. It's a hell of a good time. Even if you're not really a super big wrestling fan, it's a crowd of like 100,000 people and all y'all just have a blast. Because people just go and have fun. But we see JJ and Mama Bella in a box overlooking everything.
They're reflecting on Nikki's last match. And then we jump to Phoenix.
And there's Lauren with the little one. They're all getting together to watch
WrestleMania.
WrestleMania and watch Nikki. It really does kind of suck that she wasn't able to be there.
It does, but, you know.
Vivian looks like her father. Nikki's nervous because she wants to do a lot more than what she's able to do, but she can't because of her neck.
Right.
So she's just having a bit of a crisis. Personal crisis, because, like, what do I do?
We're taking behind-the-scenes photos, watching all the guys walk to the ring for the Battle Royal.
Poor people.
We got the Cena Sox chants going.
We see Johnny. He's all hot and sweaty and gross. We see everybody from the Battle Royal.
Sweaty and gross. We hear from the New Day. Open up WrestleMania. We're getting all the shots of WrestleMania.
Hey, it's Mark Carano. We haven't seen him in a long time.
Well, we haven't seen Tell Divas in a while.
True. So she finds out when they're going on.
Booker rambling about nonsense.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like Booker does.
Like Booker does. Only Booker can do. We see the women's match.
That happened at the end of the show.
But they're showing off the girls.
They are.
What are they doing to Nikki's
makeup
butt?
Bring up her ass?
Are they glitter dusting her ass?
I guess so.
She's got a lot of highlight on. Like, a lot of highlight. Abnormal amount, it feels like. So she get ready and go.
Okay, ready to do the thing.
And she almost walks into a bowl. Hey, it's Al Roker. Oh, I remember this entrance where it's like the wind was blowing just enough that it, like, picked up their hair and it looked like they had a really light fan machine. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, that's disgusting. and awesome at the same time. You see Nikki coming out, and she's saying, if this is going to be my last match, there's no way I'm going to do a few moves. So as we go to break, we're seeing Nikki walk out, and we're getting a tease for what's to come. I'm so happy Brie wasn't by herself. Like, I was really worried Brie was by herself, because we talked about this at length of what happens if Brie goes into labor while Daniel's in Orlando, while the entire family's in Orlando. And we kind of figured they probably had, like, a plane on standby for him.
They probably did.
They probably did, just in case. Because here's my thing with it, is it's probably about a 4.5-5 hour flight, like he says. That baby's not going to come in 4.5-5 hours. Labor is generally not that quick.
No, it's not. No.
And knowing the way she went, it definitely wasn't that quick. So, which we'll find out here later in the show. But, yeah. So, it's like, I can appreciate her concern. And it's like, we were all really worried about her. Because it's like, her husband's there. Her sister's there. Her mom's there. The brother's there. Johnny's there. John's there.
Right? There was no one there that we could think of. And like, oh, okay. At least there were two people with her.
Right?
One person that could really do something. But at least she had two people there.
Nana can help her through it.
She had two people there and a camera crew.
Yeah, that's the thing. If somebody had to get her to the hospital, it would have been the camera crew. Let's be completely honest. And they would have filmed it, the whole thing, driving her to the hospital.
The camera guy and the producer, yeah.
Yeah. The producer would be driving the car, the camera guy would be filming it, Brie be in the front seat panting, Lauren would be, like, holding her hand. Like, it's okay, it's alright, you're good.
Just go, you'd be good.
Be good.
That's all you need to know.
And we're back from break. We're getting the replay of Al Roker introducing Nikki and John. John comes out to a mixed mass ovation.
And he has to do his sprint.
And he has to do his sprint, which she's waiting for him about halfway down the huge ramp. We see Renee and Natty watching backstage.
And they go, long-ass ramp.
80 yards, y'all. 80 yards.
Took JBL, he said, 17 minutes.
It took them, but the majority of the roster was, like, winded.
And look who's in the front row. John Cena's mom.
Just so everybody knows, this is where, like, the warning bells went off.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, hey, look, his mom's there. Oh, hey, look, Nikki's mom is there. Gee, I wonder what's gonna happen. I have no idea. Sorry, that was the general reaction of watching WrestleMania, literally.
That was our reaction as we watched this.
It's like, oh, his mom's there. Well, we know what's happening. Vegas may or may not have to pay out tonight. And we're showing the match. We're showing Nikki and Maryse get into it. Their feud from earlier, completely forgotten, where Nikki supposedly screwed Maryse.
Well, you know, and that was Total Divas.
Fair enough. And everybody backstage and at home is watching the match. We're seeing Nikki and John hit their finishers together. And the double count for three. Nikki and John win. They celebrate. They hug. John's so happy. And we're waiting for the moment because she knows what's coming. You can kind of see it. Bree's like really happy that she did what she did, but it's at the same time they're talking about her neck.
Mm-hmm.
Bree's like, yeah, okay, she did it. She's fine. We're good. Oh, John has a question. Lawrence Channing proposed and she wanted a WrestleMania moment. Oh, everybody's like, oh, is he going to do it? Is he going to do it? Is he going to do it? I still think that's really cruel that he did that to her.
That is.
Just for the record, he leaned in when Nikki was going in for surgery and, you know, when she wouldn't remember it and said, and asked her, you know, the one day I'm going to marry you. And she said yes. Natty's like, I knew it. So they've been like unofficially engaged since she had surgery.
Yeah.
That's like super cruel.
Yeah, super awesome.
Well, we kind of figured.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the ring from Tiffany, because like a boss, he went to Tiffany. Mad respect for that. And there's the proposal. Nikki and John get engaged at WrestleMania. She, of course, says yes. Everybody's excited and crying. And her mom has come down into the crowd for this. And it's a nice ring. It's a really nice ring. He did good. Or whoever picked the ring did good.
I think he picked the ring.
He has good taste in jewelry. His mouth is covered in lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now y'all, I want you to think about this. Daniel Bryan and John Cena are going to be related. And now we're showing off the ring. I've waited months for this. just to get a close-up of that ring.
The coolest stuff is not the proposal. It's watching all the reaction to it.
Mm-hmm.
Watching her grandmother react, watching her mother react. That's the cool stuff.
Well, we saw her mother's reaction, but it's like we didn't see Breeze. We didn't see Lauren's. We didn't see her grandmother's. You know, it's just one of those things where it's, there was a lot of debate back and forth on whether Nikki really knew. And you can kind of tell based on this that she had an inkling.
But you never know.
But you never know. I'm like, I'm sure they didn't tell her straight up, hey, by the way, he's proposing to you. But it's like with the Vegas odds and all the rumors and everything, it's like, it's the perfect setup for it. So you can't not think that, you know?
Mm-hmm. We knew right away what it was.
Yeah, it's like everybody knew what it was. It's like he's going to propose to her. That's exactly what's going to happen. They're going to do it. And the rumors were flying for months. So it's like the fact that she's like shocked that there were Vegas odds, it's like I find that a little hard to believe. But, you know, it's the moment. It's the actual physical moment where he proposes and you get to see everybody backstage. Because as well, you know, maybe they had an inkling, the people backstage didn't.
Like, you know, but you don't.
Yeah, it's like, it's that question of, is he really going to do it? Is he really going to propose? Because, you know, we've waited since season one of Total Divas, where they moved in together and he was like, I don't want to get married and I don't want to have kids, for him to freaking propose to her. We've been begging for years for him to propose to her. And he finally does it. So it's like, yay! They're engaged.
They're engaged. We're going to get more reaction here in a moment, which will be cool. And then we're going to dive into the other Bella.
The less fun, yet equally touching moment for that Bella, because labor sucks. What you get at the end is pretty cool.
Yes, what you get at the end is pretty cool, but the amount of time you're in pain and agony, not probably the coolest part. The business. Just saying.
And we're back from break. We're seeing them walk up the ramp together. And everybody's taking pictures. And Renee's hugging them. And they're celebrating. There's Natty. They're right there together. And now we get to see the ring. There's Lana. Oh, apparently his mom showed up out of the blue.
That's awesome. Okay. That makes it even interesting. Even more interesting.
That makes it even better.
Mm.
She could get basic cable on that thing. Talent Relations Undertaker. He has his own sign. I love that. They're so happy. Aw. And Nikki's like, I didn't think he was going to do it. I didn't think he was going to do it, but he did it. She's trying so hard not to cry right now because she's so happy. That's going to be really hard.
He's with this girl. He's with his fiance.
Because basically she's like, should we walk away? Should we not do this in public? And he's like, no, we're doing it in public. And I'm kind of with him. Like, they've had to keep that on the down low so long. It's like, nope, we're out there now. And now we're seeing the flashback montage of all the seasons of Total Divas where their troubles and their tribulations and them moving in together and
basically all his nopes.
Yeah, pretty much. It's the John Cena nope reel. Oh, there's a line, I would love to marry you, but I'm not going to do it. She keeps the box with her. She's going to put her ring on.
Because you have to do the videos with before and after.
Yeah.
They're so happy together. See, that's real.
That's real, yeah. Her mom is so excited. Like, her mom is so happy right now. Oh, come on, you knew. Don't lie.
She can't say it to his mother, though.
I know. And now we're seeing the reaction back in Arizona. And now we're FaceTiming. And she's showing off the ring. The reaction to the ring. The reaction to the ring is everything.
It's perfect.
It's like, oh, nice.
There's all Nikki's friends, if you couldn't tell.
That's a beautiful ring. That is a really beautiful ring. It's every bit of 5 carats.
4.5 carats.
I was close! I was close! It's custom made. Of course it's custom made.
One side's her, one side is him, and it's the years they've been together.
And we see the fireworks shooting off, and we're not going to talk about what happened at the end of WrestleMania, because nothing happened at the end of WrestleMania.
This was the end, right?
This was the end, right here.
There were no bugs in the ring, there were no dead men.
That wasn't a thing, that didn't happen at all. Oh god, we're not showing it, we're not going to show it. Why do we always show surgery on this show? Like, seriously, why do we have to?
Because we got
to
get deep.
I don't need to be saying that.
And we got to get real, we got to get personal.
I mean, I do not do okay with that at all. So, there's not much we can talk about in terms of John and Nikki other than congratulations to them. I know it's a long time coming for Nikki. God love her for sticking in for it.
That was the most real we've ever seen John Cena in however long we've been doing this, 5 years.
Yeah, yeah, because he just let it all go, and that emotion was there, and that, you know, just the fact that she said yes, and because you know he's been planning this. to get the ring custom made, he's been planning this for months, and to be able to get to do it at WrestleMania, the whole thing, like, that's next level proposal. Nobody can really ever top that unless somebody proposes it like the Super Bowl. And even then, I don't think it's anywhere close.
And no one knew this would be WrestleMania. Like, when he probably started planning this, probably in the fall, he didn't know what he was doing at WrestleMania. There were all the rumors he was doing a singles match.
I would wager a bet that he probably engineered some of this.
Oh, once they started finalizing some stuff? Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if he didn't kind of put a bug in somebody's ear of, you know what would be really cool? Is if we brought back Maurice and Nikki and Maurice and Miz and I all did a little dance.
I don't think it had him. I think they were already there when he decided to plan it. But it's like, we have these people. We can do something with it. Can we do something with it? Because if you look at the situation, he shouldn't be wrestling The Miz at WrestleMania.
Oh, no. We had this entire conversation. Taker wanted him. Taker wanted to wrestle him at Mania, and they told Taker no.
Because of this.
Because of this. Because Cena wanted to propose to Nikki and he wanted to do it at Mania. So it's like, Taker didn't get the match because Cena wanted to do the proposal. And it's not exactly good if you beat down The Undertaker and you get down on one knee on top of The Undertaker and then you're like, hey, would you marry me, kind of thing.
You don't,
like,
do it. You don't do it on Undertaker's grave.
That's just a little awkward.
Yeah.
Although you could probably use, like, his hand to hold the box. I don't know.
Anyway, 5 weeks later.
We're back. No, we're in the Arizonas.
No worries about WrestleMania, it's 5 weeks later.
Bree is still very pregnant.
Even more so. Oh god, she's sitting on a medicine ball or bouncy ball.
She's trying to induce labor, is what she's trying to do. Because I think by this point she's like 2 weeks past.
I think two, three weeks, yeah.
Her due date. Feed her eggplant parmesan. Bree's like making sure that Birdie comes into the world safe. That's all she wants. And she's very happy that Brian's going to be there. You don't annoy her. You have to break your water is what you have to do. Again, eat eggplant parmesan. That stimulates labor. Or you could give her a really good orgasm. I've heard that works too.
They tell you that on every TV show. Because Brian's picking berries.
I'm really surprised they did not induce labor on her.
Well.
There you go. She's going to the hospital to get induced. Because she's 2 weeks late. Which is very unusual. Well, not very unusual, but it's somewhat unusual. I mean, typically it's like if you're not at your due date, they just sort of like kick it off for you. That's generally what they do. But I think they probably use that as a last resort kind of thing for her. Because they want to do it all natural. Maybe. I don't know. As we get the Total Divas preview, I can't wait. I'm so excited. And we're back. We're going to the hospital to bring a baby into the world. They've got all their stuff. The doula's there. So did she go into labor naturally? Oh no, she's going to get induced.
It's 3:31 in the morning.
So they think she weighs 9 pounds. They're hooking her all up, getting everything ready to go. She's getting Pitocin, which will, you know, kick off labor essentially.
It's going to be hours. Sun rises, 7:40 in the morning. Nikki has arrived.
So Bree's already been in labor 5 hours. So there's Brian's plane ride right there.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning now.
Basically, they're speeding up the contractions.
1:32. We're in a tub. Why were we in a tub?
I think they're trying to induce it, or they're trying to get it to go, but we're seeing basically the stages of labor where she's now going into probably hard labor. And by this point, she's still in hard labor, and I think they're realizing the baby's stuck.
Now 9:45.
Keep in mind they induced her at, like, what, 3 o'clock in the morning?
Mm-hmm. We're seeing the stages of trying to push out Birdie.
That's gotta be the, like, most frustrating thing ever, where you're trying to push this thing out of your body. Everybody's like, yes, push, 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 push.
And nothing's happening.
And nothing's happening.
It's like she's right there, apparently.
And there's no movement. Now they're discussing other options, including a vacuum delivery, which I've never actually heard of.
Never heard of that before.
I think what it is they just suck the baby out. But basically, the Birdie's stuck. Is what's going on. They can't get her out. So now it's, they're going to have to remove her from Bree's body either via a C-section or the vacuum delivery, which I guess is the same thing?
It's not the, yeah. Basically what's happening is Bree was in really good shape before she gave birth.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, you know, because she's such good condition, you know, she's worked out for all those years. She's a wrestler's body. She doesn't have a body for, you know, to push out a child. And the baby's stuck. And that's where we're at this point. So we're waiting for the baby to come.
A vacuum extraction is a procedure sometimes done during the course of vaginal childbirth. During vacuum extraction, a healthcare provider applies the vacuum, a soft or rigid cup with a handle, and a vacuum pump to the baby's head to help guide the baby out of the birth canal.
Ew.
That sounds excessive.
That's why they say it's not a dangerous free process.
No, it's not, because basically that's exactly what they're doing. They're pulling the baby out. It almost sounds like it's like in place of forceps, or it's like a step up from forceps.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're just, look, we're just going to pull this thing out.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they're going to do. And that would be the point where it's like, you're going to numb it first, right? Because that's not going to feel good.
No.
At all. I can promise you that will not feel good. Nothing about this whole process feels good except for the very, very end where you get the baby. I mean, it's like labor, delivery, all of that sucks. Like every woman I've ever talked to, they're like, yeah, it's not fun. It's worth it in the end, but it's not fun while you're doing it.
All right. We're in Phoenix.
We're back.
Waiting. What's she going to do?
So she wants to do what's best for Birdie. We're getting serious now. So now the doctor is basically telling them, when they went to the doctor initially, they said they want a natural childbirth, but more so they want a healthy kid, healthy wife. So it's, you know, and it's up to the doctor to let them know if that's what they need to do, is to explore other options. So the doctor's done that, and now they're taking Brian for a C-section. And now we're going to see a C-section.
Oh, really? Really? Oh, God, we are. Wow, we really did it from a cell phone camera.
That'd probably be Brian filming it. And there it is, where they just pull her out, and there's Birdie.
Oh, good look. Oh.
She's got a good pair of lungs on her.
Yeah, she does. She did have a crazy birth.
I feel really bad for her that she was in labor that long. She was in labor for over 12 hours, which generally, if you're in hard labor for 12 hours...
She was in labor for almost 24 hours.
And Nikki brings Birdie in, and there's the Danielson family.
Brian all scrubbed up, giving the baby to Nikki. Happy Nicole's not gonna have kids now.
Oh, and there's her mom meeting the baby. And now they gotta go do a diaper change.
And that's how we end season 2 of Total Bellas, on a diaper change.
As we get so we have a baby and we have a proposal.
And now we're getting a preview. Total Divas. All the new divas and all the return divas next Wednesday.
Very excited. So Brie and Nikki both get what they want. It's a happy ending on Total Bellas. So yay. Let's hope they get renewed for a third season so we get more shenanigans.
Damn, but, Skippy.
But we'll continue them on Total Divas, although I don't know if Brie and Nikki are going to play a huge part in it this year.
They'll be there.
They'll be there, but I don't know if they're going to be as, like, present as what they have been in years past. But we'll see.
We say that every season.
We say that every season. Well, Brie wasn't on it as much last time, because they had this show, so...
And she was also pregnant.
And she's also very pregnant.
So.
So that does it for Total Bellas, y'all. Thank you so much for listening. And, well, as you just heard, we're not going anywhere. We will be back next week with the season debut of Total Divas. I'm excited. Are you excited?
I'm super excited because it should be fun. A lot of new faces.
A lot of new faces, so you don't want to miss it. Do you have stuff you want to plug?
The brand, Rack Radio Show. Follow it on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes, Tumblr, Twitch, Instagram, everywhere it's Rack Radio Show.
And you can follow me on the Twitters at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD. And well, for Rock, I'm Lindsay, and you've been listening to the Rack Extra Total Bellas, and we'll see you next week. Bye!